announcing the departure of the Transcontinental Holiday Flight International Musical Melodies. Would Deborah Cox please report to the flight desk?
It's Monday again, which means it's time for International Musical Melodies, in fact the last part of this series. That was a pause where you're all supposed to say ah. Nonetheless, we're back in the UK and that's where we're going to spend the last portion of our world tour, and we start in Sussex, in fact Sussex by the Sea, which is also known as A Horse Galloping, written in 1907 by William Ward Higgs, and it's often considered the unofficial county anthem of Sussex. This song is the adopted tune of the Brighton and Hove Football Club, the Sussex Association of Naval Officers, the Sussex County Cricket Club, and our one and only John Mann. So I'll sing you a song as we march along of Sussex by the Sea. John Mann and Sussex by the Sea, his signature tune, and kicking our tour off of the UK. We travel from Sussex up to London and to a piece of music composed by that delightful and world-renowned composer of British light music, Eric Coates. This piece comes from his 1933 London Suite, also known as London Every Day. And although we are so accustomed to hearing the final part of the suite, Knightsbridge March, we're in fact going to hear the first movement, the tarantelle, called Covent Garden. And here to play that is Chris Elliott. Thank you. first movement of Eric Coates's London Suite, Covent Garden, the Tarantelle, as played by Chris Elliott. Well, from London we travel up to Scarborough and to a beautiful traditional ballad called Scarborough Fair. The song lists a number of impossible tasks given to a former lover who lives in Scarborough, and it's a particularly beautiful ballad. In fact, it's been traced back as far as 1670. Anyway, here to play that really beautiful ballad is Nigel Ogden. And then straight after that, we'll travel from Scarborough to the other seaside resort, known for its tower and its ballroom, and to the man who resided over the Wurlitzer for 40 years, Reginald Dixon. In fact, on this recording, he's joined by his Tower Lounge trio for a piece of music written in 1952 by Marshall Ross and Guy Leslie. It's called The Blackpool Bounce. But first, Nigel Ogden and Scarborough Fair. Nigel Ogden, Scarborough Fair, and Reginald Dixon with the Tower Lounge Trio and the Blackpool Bounce. Well, the next trio of tunes sees us travelling to Wales, Ireland, and Scotland, where, unfortunately, we bring this show to an end. So to cover Wales, here's a medley of tunes recorded by David Lowe. Now, there's quite a number in this medley, so I haven't got time to tell you the history of each individual one. So I'll just read out the title: Men of Harlech, The Flower Dance, Rise of the Lark, All Through the Night, and God Bless the Prince of Wales. This is then followed by our trip to Ireland and to County Londonderry, to a beautiful ballad called The Londonderry Air. The tune is a traditional ballad, however, it was collected by Jane Ross. And in fact, the same dots, as it were used for Danny Boy with a different set of lyrics in the early 20th century. Anyway, to play this beautiful ballad is Walt Stroney. And to end our trip around the UK and indeed the world, we head up to Scotland and for a dance called the Gay Gordons. These are again all traditional songs associated with Scotland, played in a lively way. Cock of the North, Loch Lomond, Scotland the Brave, and a reprise of Cock of the North, and Robert Wolf at the console. But first, David Lowe with his medley of Welsh tunes, Walt Stroney and the Londonderry Air, and then the Gay Gordons with Robert Wolf.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Wales, Ireland and Scotland, covered there by David Lowe, Walt Stroney and Robert Wolf, bringing our International Musical Melodies trip around the world to a close. I do hope that you've enjoyed our delve into perhaps some more to do with the music rather than the instruments. But nonetheless, I've learned a great deal about the music side of things whilst we've been undergoing this tour. Now, before I sign off, there's a couple of things I need to tell you. This, unfortunately, will be our last Monday show. Things are getting busier and busier at work, and we'll go back to having the one show a week on the Thursday. I'd also like to credit Simon Gledhill, who's been playing our signature tune at the beginning every week. And to sign off, we've been hearing Robert Wolf at the Orion Centre in Sydney. I'd also like to thank a colleague at work, Harriet Welton, for providing me with the tannoy announcement at the start of these shows. Bless her, she was a bit confused as to why I wanted it, but she found the whole concept completely bonkers indeed. And I'd also like to thank Keith Beckingham, who, of course, on his LP, High Flying Hammond, did something very similar, so I've no idea where I got the idea from. Anyway, signing off in our International Musical Melodies fashion with Robert Wolf taking us around the world. And take care.